Beginning with basketball.
Yes, let's tip off with the National Basketball Association playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors appear headed to a showdown in the NBA Finals. Both clubs took commanding 3-0 leads over the weekend in their respective conference series and now need only one victory to advance. In the Eastern Conference Finals Sunday night, the Cavaliers scored a 114-111 overtime victory over the visiting Atlanta Hawks. Cleveland superstar LeBron James turned in another sensational all-around performance. LeBron scored a game-high 37 points, grabbed 18 rebounds, and passed for 11 assists. Yes, VOA basketball fans, if you're keeping score, the man nicknamed King James turned in another royal triple-double, double figures in 3 different statistical categories. Cleveland's head coach David Blatt described LeBron's Game 3 heroics like this.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I've never seen a stat line like that in a playoff game or many other games, to be honest with you. It's not just the stat line. There's a lot more than that, you know. Braun cramped up and he knew that we could not win the game without him, and he played through pain and he played through the cramping. He just wouldn't let us lose. Just would not let us lose.
Meanwhile, LeBron James had this to say about his outstanding performance.
I gave it everything I had tonight. My teammates did. Played our tail off, and to be able to win a game like this, you know, with so many ups and downs and so many lead changes, it's a huge win for our team.
As I mentioned, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers are now only one win from advancing to the NBA Finals. It would be LeBron's 5th consecutive appearance in the NBA Finals and his 2nd with the Cavaliers. In the 2007 NBA Finals, LeBron and the Cavaliers were swept by the San Antonio Spurs in 4 straight games. LeBron James was early in his NBA career then, though, and he's now a much more experienced and dominant player. And it looks like LeBron will soon be going against Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. Curry, the league's reigning most valuable player, has also been prolific in the playoffs with his extremely accurate long-range shooting. The Warriors can advance to the NBA Finals later Monday night with a victory against the host Houston Rockets in Texas. Let's take a break now for this important message from a Congolese giant who will be officially enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame on September 11th.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the voice of America. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma covered an Athletic South Africa invitational meet over the weekend in Cape Town, and he filed this report.
With his sixth and final attempt, Rocco van Rooyen broke new grounds with a massive throw of 85.39 meters in javelin to qualify for the World Athletics Championships due in Beijing, China in August. Van Rooyen is elated at bettering his lifetime best from 80.56 meters a fortnight ago.
I'm just overwhelmed at the moment because I was definitely not going to compete until late last night. I was still going to withdraw and I asked my Western Province manager and she said, no, it's at least take one throw because the TV is going to be there. So I said, okay, I'll do one. And then after one, I thought, okay, maybe one more and then six. And then this happened. So I'm feeling very good and my knee is not 100%, but I'm very happy at the moment.
So why did you want to withdraw? And yet today you've done your two best.
Yes, because I'm going to the IAAF Diamond League in New York on the 13th of June and I wanted to be on my best there, but I was struggling this whole year with throwing too high, so I thought maybe I'll just take it if I at all compete at as a training session to throw lower.
From 80 to 85, did you expect to come this far?
To be quite honest, yes and no. I knew that if my angle was going to be better, there's going to be a 6 meter increase because the people tell me that all the time. But I'm for 4 years already throwing very fast with my arm, but height is a big nightmare. So I just kept the point low. I tried the other times as well, but still it didn't work. But today something clicked and I think if it can click again, I'm looking really much forward to the future.
That was Rocco van Rooyen, the South Africa javelin champion, speaking in Cape Town. Meanwhile, on the track, South Africa's Wade van Niekerk triumphed in 200 meters in a time of 20.58 seconds. He is positive that the best in him has yet to come.
It was nice. I enjoyed it. I really hoped it was a bit warmer because when I came out of the bend, my legs felt a bit jelly. I couldn't push as hard as I wanted to. I'm just happy it was a positive result.
It's your best time this season. I'm sure it gives you a little more confidence that your 44.91, you can improve on that.
I definitely have higher goals for myself and I want to do better. It's all about growth for me right now.
Well, higher goals both in 4 and 200 or just in one of them?
Both.
That was Wade van Niekerk, South Africa's 400-meter champion. I'm Mark Omer in Cape Town, South Africa.
VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the spot. Adeyemi joins us now with a package of sports news. And Shagun kicks off with Liberia football.
Good evening, Africa. Liberia can host international soccer matches again. So says African soccer's governing body, CAF, after Liberia was declared free of the deadly Ebola virus. CAF, however, said Guinea and Sierra Leone remained bad for the same reason of the Ebola epidemic. The decision to lift the ban on playing international matches in Liberia comes just weeks before the start of the 2017 African Nations Cup qualifiers. Liberia's first home qualifier is scheduled for September against Tunisia. Guinea and Sierra Leone will still be forced to play their home games outside of their respective countries, with new cases of the virus still being discovered. Morocco has agreed to stage the home qualifiers of Guinea, but the plans of Sierra Leone are yet unknown. In more African football news, Frenchman Hervé Renard has stepped down as coach of African champion Ivory Coast. In February, the charismatic 46-year-old led the Elephants to their first African title since 1992. Renard is now tipped to take over at French top league side Lille. Let's now turn to athletics. Kenya's Gladys Cherono smashed the course record at the 10-kilometer IAAF Gold Label race in Ottawa, Canada, on Saturday. Cherono's personal best of 30 minutes 56 seconds on a windy night was good enough to eclipse a record of 31 minutes 21 seconds set by fellow Kenyan Mary Keitani a year ago. The victory fed Cherono the $8,000 prize money, plus $2,000 for the course record, and another $2,000 for being the first athlete, male or female, to cross the finish line in a special gender challenge. The women were given a head start of 3 minutes and 25 seconds, and no one ever caught up with Cherono. In the men's race, the 2009 course record set by Ethiopia's Deriba Maga, which is 27 minutes and 24 seconds, was never challenged. Kenya's Nicholas Bor won in 27 minutes and 55 seconds, 2 seconds ahead of compatriot Simon Cheprot, who finished second. Staying with athletics, course records also fell at another event on Saturday, a half marathon in the Czech Republic. Elijah Tirop Siren led the Kenyan quartet to victory and took 20 seconds off the course record to win the men's title. Siren broke away from the leading group with 4 kilometers left to achieve what he described as the best win of his career in 61 minutes and 1 second. In the women's race, Mulu Seboka of Ethiopia won in 69 minutes and 11 seconds for a personal best and a course record by 6 seconds. Finally, the stage is set for the FIFA presidential election, scheduled for Friday, May 29th. The election is being contested by 2 candidates, incumbent Sepp Blatter, who is 79 years old, and challenger Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan, who is 40 years younger than Blatter.
I've been in football for a number of years and on the executive committee of FIFA the last 4 years. And after talking to colleagues from across the football world, and I'm talking about fans, players, as well as member associations, I think that we all agree that it is time now for a change, to have a FIFA, a transparent FIFA, to work on the sport itself, on development. I cannot see myself being a member of the executive for another 4 years under the present circumstances, and I'm willing to take the challenge.
2 other candidates, Luis Figo of Portugal and Michael van Praag of the Netherlands, have withdrawn from the race. Analysts have tipped Blatter to retain the presidency, which he first assumed in 1998. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun.